Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is August 6, 2020. This is our first New Earth support call that has shifted to Thursday nights. And given that we've already got 16 people in the chat room, which is, you know, a little more than we would usually get on a Saturday, it appears this is a good time for folks, maybe even better than Saturday. So we'll just keep it here for the time being and see what happens. We always change things eventually, so just enjoy it while you got it. So, as you can hear, Bakis lives with us tonight, co-facilitating, and you just feel free to jump in anytime you want, baby.
All right.
I always assume there might be a person here who's new, so I'll give full descriptions of what we're up to. And this is a call where our prime purpose is to support the great awakening happening on Earth, whether you call that the dawn of the Aquarian Age, or fourth density coming in, or 5D, or whatever your phrase is, we're all talking about the same thing. So the nice thing is that in reward for our service, we always get cool benefits ourselves. We get amazing states of consciousness, upgrades. You never know what's going to happen. And amazingly, although we come in with the same intention and no preconceptions every time, it's always different. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do technically is we're going to start after I finish all this yammering. And cat meowing. We're going to open the mesa, call in a whole bunch of allies. They're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. So just know we're only calling beautiful, helpful, light-filled beings. Then we're going to all go into embodied awakening together, best we can. I'll lead you through that process. And then when all that's done, we're going to see what the gods have for us. They always lead us from that point forward, and we figure out what to do. And I think this cat is not going to be harmonious with our being, this baby. Do you mind if I put her outside?
Yes, because it's raining.
No, not anymore. So we're going to pause the recording here. Okay, resuming the recording. The cat is most out of control. If you hear some cat noise, just consider it a deeply inspiring sound to take you deeper into your process. It is what it is.
She's a beautiful meowler.
She is. She's got an amazing purr. All right. So we have three facilitators tonight.
One of second density. Oh, pretty Annie. Oh, thank you.
Two of third density, which is the humans. All right. All right. So let's get rolling, folks. My request as we roll in is that for your benefit and the benefit of others, please give this your undivided attention. No multitasking, please. Please behave as if you're right here in the room physically with us, because energetically it's like that. Also, it doesn't matter whether you're live or on the recording, believe it or not, even if you're listening to the recording, you are influencing us just as much as if you were live. The energy of this is held beyond time and space. So even if you do this 5 years from the recording date, just know that your actions, your intention, your demeanor will affect everyone who ever has or ever will do this session. So we appreciate your courtesy. It'll give you a better experience. It will definitely affect everyone else. As we get later into the call, you'll see how blended we get, and you'll see why that's so important if you don't already know how that works. Okay, so I invite you to keep your eyes closed during this. And again, the brain's wired 70% for vision. So if your eyes are open, you're mostly distracted just by the fact that you have vision going at all. So eyes closed is best. I invite you now to relax. You can be in any physical position that worked for you, laying, reclining, sitting up, standing on your head, as long as you are relaxed and alert. That's all good.
And uninjured.
And uninjured, yes. And we can do the headstand for the entire call. Let me know.
That's amazing.
We'll put you in for the Guinness Book of World Records.
We'll put you in for levitating.
All right, so... So here we go. Would you like to sing the directions with me?
Sure.
Would you like to set the pitch?
Pachamama Mamakia. Wirakocha Inti Kwichi.
Would you like to call your guides first?
I call myself to myself.
Listen up, so we can hear you, baby.
I call myself to myself. All timelines, all dimensions, all realities. Calling myself back from dream space. Calling myself to this present time, space, space, time. Calling my higher self. Calling my well-one ancestors, specifically Clementine and Camille. Calling Sekhmet, White Buffalo Calf Woman. Calling Amaji. Calling the Golden Serpent Priestesses. Calling Sadie, Caroline, Richard, his higher self. Calling Owl, Bear, Hummingbird, Thank you, Pachamama, for this beautiful day. Gratitude to you. Yeah.
Thank you. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies here at this property. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Eagle, Condor. I call the higher selves of spirit song, Zachary, Jeremy, Deborah, Moo, West, Fisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Okay, we have our container. Just take a moment to feel how your body feels. Feel how the space around you feels. Just notice that you are now in a safe, protected space to do this beautiful service. And this service is best done in a state of embodied awakening. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to move into that now. So the idea with embodied awakening is that in the metaphor of a car, instead of your ego driving, your higher self drives while your ego slides to the passenger seat. If your ego does not like the way your divine is driving, it can slide right back over and take the wheel anytime. So you're safe and there's no risk to do this. Among the benefits of embodied awakening, there's a whole lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind, you know what to do through intuition much more, and there's more bliss. Here's all the downsides. So, if we're ready.
That's a big list.
Yep. A whole lot of nothing. So if you would like to do this, then we're going to use an 8-word invocation to call it in. And I invite you to repeat those words after me now. Say them out loud if you can. If not, repeating them mentally will still work. So here we go. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let the words go. Rest now in passive breath awareness. You just call it your divine, and now you chill out and relax while it comes to you. Your entire focus is simply on letting the breath do whatever it wants. There's no breath control. Your job is to notice its sensation when it comes in or goes out, and that's all. Some bullet points that may help you. While we're in the midst of this process, I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, feel the breath come and go. The only other instruction is around distractions. If you notice at some point that you're no longer attentive to your breath, you're distracted, because anything that isn't breath is a distraction while we're in this process. If that happens to you, please don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Let that distraction be just as it is with no resistance. It's an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay any more attention to it. You let it do its thing. You return to breath very gently and persistently. If while you return to breath, that distraction is still doing its thing in the background, no worries. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. So now just relax, feel breath come and go. And the more passive you are, the more you simply rest your focus on the breath, this non-mental focus, the quicker and easier your divine is going to come in and saturate you, give you just as much embodied awakening as you are ready for. This is a self-regulating process. It is not possible to get too much. You can relax completely. Don't filter or regulate anything. Just open fully, relax, let your divine come to you. It will pay very close attention to how you're doing with its presence. And it will give you just as much of itself as your human is ready for. Over time, if you keep doing this, your capacity will systematically increase. You'll get more and more awake. And each time, you'll get exactly the right amount. Starting to feel pretty sweet. What McKeesla and I feel as we co-facilitate this is we experience in ourselves the composite of what the group is feeling. And this includes you guys on the recording as well. So we're getting a sense of how everyone is doing. Pretty sweet. If you want to add one final fine-tuning of this process, you can determine how little effort's actually needed to feel the breath at all. So if you want to do this with us, take for a moment and just drop to zero effort. Simply exist. There's no focus at all. You're just being. Whatever arises is fine. Just be. Now, as you rest in that state of just being, I'd like you to notice if there is or is not breath awareness already in this state. If there is even a trace of breath awareness at zero effort, stay at zero. If there is not, then add teeny tiny bits of effort, like the touch of a feather, a little tiny bit at a time until you have the breath again. Again, even the barest trace of it is enough. The idea is to use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel breath at all. In this style of work, these invocations, the less effort used to accomplish the goal, the better. Oh yeah, most of us are in a really sweet spot. Many of us are already in embodied awakening. And how do you know you've hit it? Well, if four things are all true at the same time, you're there. Here's the four things. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and all this with no effort at all. It totally holds itself. So if you're in that state, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, then you're there. At that point, you just relax and enjoy the state in your own effortless way. And the more of us that are resting in that state, the easier it becomes for everyone else to catch up and get there too. So those of us who are already in that state, just relax, be there, and we'll make it easier for everyone else to join us. We'll leave just a moment longer. Most of us are here. And again, we are tracking you, even if you're on the recording. You are just as much a part of this event, even if you come in afterward. That feels really sweet right there. And already, we have blended as a group. So if you're at all sensitive, notice that there are like there's two awarenesses. One is the awareness of your physical being, which is now less than half of your awareness, most likely. But notice what the rest of you is doing. The rest of you is not just your higher self. It is blended with everyone else on this call. Again, this blending takes place beyond time and space. You are blended with us. It doesn't matter whether you're live or on the recording. It's all happening beyond space-time in this wonderful Akashic Records space. Let us relax into this and just enjoy our merged beingness for a moment. Now, if you are not that sensitive and you're just still feeling your physical body, that's fine. What we narrate is what the majority are experiencing. If at any point you're having a different experience, just let your experience be what it is. Please don't use effort to try to match what we're describing. Some people get unique, customized experiences that are perfect for that moment. Okay, so I feel like we're in a really sweet blended space. How's that feel to you, McKeesla?
That's good.
Annie likes it too. Good. All right. So now we, my guidance is ending. Now we become narrators because at this point the show runs itself. The allies are here. allies. We come to serve. We are here to serve the great awakening on planet Earth. How may we serve? And already you may be noticing, folks, a new energy coming over your body, a very distinctive new sensation. Just relax. Oh, yeah, tears are coming to my eyes. So there's some definite, okay, they're cleaning us up a little, it's like. So what I'm getting is this is a combo. It's both a healing process and a sort of upgrade. I'll just call it an upgrade. I can't get any more technical than that with it. Just relax. You may be feeling some heavy energy flushing out your hands and or your feet. And they're beginning by tuning us up, cleaning us up a little bit so that we will be optimized for the service we're here to do. Just like a surgeon washes up before they go into surgery. You want to be ready. So I invite you to relax from this point forward. You're basically just going to be relaxing and going for the ride. It's like you're already strapped into the roller coaster. You got nothing to do but just take the ride. So I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to manage this experience unless we're guided to have you do a particular thing, which is very rare. Usually we just relax and things happen. Yeah. So just relax, enjoy these cool sensations in your physical body. If you're not super sensitive yet and you're not feeling the subtle things I'm describing, just keep resting in passive breath awareness. And that's a good resting space until you get sensitive enough to feel the subtler things happening. I know my body is wiggling and shaking a little bit. That sometimes happens when things are clearing or the energy is especially strong. So if your body wants to move a little bit, that's okay. Nothing says you gotta hold perfectly still while you do this. Yeah, some nice sweet energy in the pineal gland now. And again, I'm noticing that dual awareness phenomenon that so often happens on our calls. A part of you is aware of your human individual self, another part is aware of the group collective field. And both awarenesses are effortlessly held at the same time. They're just there, no effort at all. We are so much more than we can possibly conceive in our human mind. Again, if emotions are coming up for clearing, just feel them completely, let them flush out or transmute whatever they're doing. Okay, they're telling me that we're clearing some of the sorrow of the collective. So sometimes in service, the service is to be the vehicle through which heavy energies are processed from others. And right now, there's a lot of collective grief and sorrow coming through for us. I invite you to feel it without resistance. For some of you, it's triggering some of your own unhealed sorrow. Feel that too. Just relax, let it flow through. There's nothing you need to do except have the experience. And know that nothing gets brought up here in these service calls that is not also resolved. And nothing that doesn't leave you more awake and bright and clear and feeling even more awesome. Yeah, have to be willing to feel it in the process though. So whatever sadness or grief is coming up, just be with it. There's actually groups of beings who serve in this plane who are not even in physical bodies. And they're called something like the Brothers and Sisters of Sorrow. And the reason they call themselves that is their main job is feeling and processing the sorrow of us humans. That is their service. And it's certainly my experience, I don't feel the sadness and grief very strongly, but there's no suffering, none at all. It's possible to feel these heavy energies, just relax, be with the experience, let them flow through you. Suffering is totally not required in this service. Like the Buddhists say, pain is mandatory, suffering is optional. Just be with whatever they're putting through you. Again, they're very smart. They're monitoring each of us very carefully. No one is going to get any energy that they cannot handle. They might stretch you a bit. They're not going to overwhelm you. I'll also promise you they would not be processing such heavy energy through us if they didn't have something really sweet at the end. The greater the intensity of a clearing like this, the more sweet the reward is and the breakthrough is on the other side, always. So stay with it. It'll be worth it.
It may be helpful to remember that in this process, you are a conduit. And that this is yours, it is just a pass through.
Therefore, I'll suggest the following motto. I come do it. Yeah, I've got a very strong and clear stream coming through me. It's like just a river running through. Very smooth, very strong. From the crown of my head down and at my feet. And now that current phased out, and now there's more of a sense of stasis and just being, more of a floaty feeling now. So see if that isn't something like your own experience right now. It's like you're just a formless being floating in space. Like just a big puffy ball of energy. Notice the absence of thought. Just the simple awareness without language of the state. And I'm just feeling one of us here. We are so blended as a single consciousness at this level. It's really sweet. For me, there's very little physical awareness left. It's almost all the theater state now. In these processes, these beautiful allies proportion our awareness between our physical selves and our interior selves, the spirit world, effortlessly. That's going to be managed for you. Just relax and let them work their percentages. And these are all allies of love and light. They can be completely trusted. There's more heavy energy being processed, but it's so much subtler than before. This is like, it's like very subtle hucha. Which is a word for heavy energy in Quechua in Peru. So there is a sense of heaviness being processed, but it's so much lighter than what we were working with a moment ago. I just heard the phrase angel hucha. prepared. Like, even that needs to be purified right now. Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm becoming a crystalline being now. A beautiful wave of unique sensation coming over my body. And it's like I feel it in the physical body and the light body all at the same time. Like there's just no distinction between them. It's all the same thing in my experience. There was a sense of dissolving into the field.
And even the field is not here.
Uh-huh. We're to become very clumsy at this level, but we do the best we can. Once again, I'm feeling some deep emotion coming up, some sorrow. Subtler than before, but definitely sorrow. Feeling it completely. The beautiful thing about this service is it's possible to let heavy energies like that pass through without a clue as to its story. No idea what it was or whose it was or how it got there. You know, it's just heavy energy moving. And that's all. No story needed to process. I just have to say, this is so much more fun to do with you guys than it is to do it by myself. It's so much more powerful and wonderful.
I'm feeling the indigo ray more strongly than earlier. And the indigo ray, the violet ray, is the being who accompanies Saint Germain. And the violet ray can assist with purification, with healing, with reconnecting, parts of the soul that have been lost or dismembered. So we call on and welcome Saint Germain and the violet flame, which is a being, an entity all in of itself, who works alongside Saint Germain. So on one level, we are all still united in this oneness, and yet Saint Germain and the violet ray will be doing its work on another level, personally within your field, simultaneously with what's happening with the blended field.
Yeah, I definitely feel that violet ray in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Very grateful.
Seems like there's a lot of deconstruction and reconstruction happening. The constituents of the blood are also being worked on for someone or others on this call.
Yeah. getting the sense that there's now a wide range of experience being had by the participants. So if you're kind of having your own thing happening now that doesn't match what we're describing, there's a lot of individual different things happening right now, all serving the collective, by the way.
Because as you do your shadow work, we're also doing it on behalf of the collective. For those who know not that they can do it themselves or are not in the space to be able to do that for themselves.
Yeah, I'm picking up a thought form. Well, why haven't we beamed energy to the earth yet? What I'm getting is that the heavy energies that have been processed through us this time again, you never know how they're going to do it. They just took some of that heavy energy from the earth and brought it up to us and put it through us in this dimension we're at. So we truly never know how they're going to play it each time we do this. It's always a unique experience. So we are very much serving the great awakening of the planet right now, even if it isn't in the way that you might have expected. And there, as they have said before, I hear the words now, your beingness is your service. The fact that we showed up with the intention of serving and we are conscious in this plane of awareness, just the presence of ourselves here, they're saying, is a tremendous benefit to help the Great Awakening. And now they're showing me a subtle image of the earth. It's like we're way, way above the earth. Looks like high earth orbit. And I see subtle rays of energy radiating from us in our little place up here, and are going down to the planet also. So there is some radiation happening as well as of the absorption and processing of heavy energy that we've been doing. They're saying, rest assured you are serving well. Leave it to us. So I'm sensing at least one person on this call is feeling a little impatient or wanted to do something more obvious. That's not how we roll in this New Earth support call or any of them. We relax and things happen and we totally let these beautiful divine allies run the show. And again, once the energies are set and we go into the process, what Mikisla and I say is just narrating and reporting. We are not, from our egos, making anything happen at all. We just show up and describe.
We have been in the presence for quite some time now of the seraphim, their golden wings and angelic presence. It is very shiny and glittery. In our fields, and are available for anyone who has a personal seraphim that they work with for a support for any extreme grief and sorrow that they are processing.
Yeah, so as you said that, I felt the grief in the field. So not as strong as on the first round, but if you're feeling anything heavy, just again, relax, be with it, as Mikisla says. Let it be and it will be processed automatically. A very important distinction when doing this kind of work, I strongly recommend you do not initiate any healing effort from your ego or your willpower. Relax, be passive, let these amazing allies do it for you. They can do it so much quicker and faster and more efficiently than your ego ever could. If you try to get in there and heal yourself, you'll just slow it down. relax, allow, trust these beautiful beings to help you. And doesn't that feel sweet?
Yeah.
There's kind of a sadness and a sweetness all at the same time. Really nice. They're reminding us the job of the awakened being is to experience it all. All the light, all the dark, all the bliss, all the sorrow. You don't get the one without the other. And especially at this moment in history when so much heavy energy is being processed so rapidly. Many of us beautiful beings of light, us servants, are feeling a tremendous amount of heaviness coming through us to be processed. Just the nature of the service that's required right now. So if you're feeling that, there's nothing wrong, everything is right. Try to let go of any preconception you have about what this divine service looks like and let it be what it actually is. It gets intense, relax some more. That's a very intense standing wave we're in right now. So as a collective, we're processing a very intense bit of energy here. Stay relaxed, chill, just be. And all of us together will make short work of this. There it is. See, it's easing off now. Well done. And notice how it's left you a little more awake, a little more blissful. Well done.
I'm back to a very blissful, much more peaceful. Yeah, the space, that intensity now is gone.
Yeah, it does feel very easy, expansive, clear, light. It's really sweet right now. Notice how big you are, how vast your consciousness is at this moment. And of course, you and everyone else is all sharing a consciousness, so it's really our consciousness. And it is not just us folks here on this Awakening Plus call either. We've got a lot of other really beautiful beings here with us also. I'm getting the sense now of merging with the planet itself. Like our consciousness is a giant orb. And we're surrounding the planet Earth. Herself, of course, a living being. with a very extraordinary consciousness. You can call her Gaia, Pachamama, whatever you like. And now we're merging with her, each of us to the degree that we're ready for, merging with the consciousness of Gaia. Again, they're being very careful here not to overwhelm anyone with too much Gaia consciousness. So please relax, open fully. Please, no filtering is needed. Just open fully to the experience, and they will give you just as much Gaia awareness as you're ready for, as always. Yeah, it feels really sweet right there. This is just a teeny little taste of Gaia right here. So get to know your mama. Notice how there's a blended effect and you can't even tell where you end and she stops. So just enjoy this blended experience of you with Gaia. Just relax, allow, let go. Just have the experience. I find it best not to try to describe mentally. Words don't work very well in these higher states. Just be. Let the experience itself be enough. Sweet. The others are saying you serve Gaia by blending with her consciousness. This helps the Great Awakening more than you can know. They're saying, recognize the Earth Mother as yourself. They're saying, you are all things. There is nothing you are not. And now the opportunity is opening for you to feel as much of the reality of the universe as you're ready to be. So some of us are still with Pachamama, the Gaia consciousness. Others are becoming quite a bit more vast. And whether you're experiencing the solar system or the galaxy or multiple galaxies or the whole darn universe, just be with whatever you're experiencing. Right now, they're allowing you to be as large and vast as your consciousness can hold. Only as much as you're ready for. And they're saying the vaster the consciousness you can hold, the more beautifully you serve the Earth Awakening. The more awake you are, the more you have what could be called performing consciousness, the ability to serve more effectively. Wow. Now I'm becoming more aware of my physical body. Feels like we might be returning to our individual selves now. So just allow the gradual increase of awareness in your physical human body. and the gradual diminution of that other awareness. There's not one better than the other. There's just the one that's appropriate for the moment. So we're definitely getting put back in our bodies, or that is actually not an accurate statement. We've been here the whole time. Just most of our awareness has been in the other dimensions. So increased awareness of your physical self. There, touchdown. Well done, folks. That was quite a ride. Woo! Yeah, we've been going at this nearly an hour. That was a beautiful session. Mm-hmm. So we are now open to feedback. So we'll get a little bit of feedback before we close the Mesa. So I'm going to allow people to unmute themselves. Just a sec, I'll enable that. Oh, here we go. All right, so now if you are on the live call, all you have to do is click that little slash mark over your mic and you can speak if you wish. If you're on the phone, star 6 will do that. If you prefer to type in the chat window, that's also fine. But we'll leave a moment here for any feedback. Wait a minute. Oh, actually, there's one more piece before we do the feedback. They would like us to radiate energy to the whole universe. I guess they got some stuff left over. So I invite you to come back inside with us for just a moment. Again, notice, prepare for this. There's a little less physical body awareness, a little more of the vast field awareness. They just set that up automatically. They're so clever. So we'll invoke this. I invite you to repeat after me. Let the energy radiate from me to serve the highest good of all beings everywhere. So be it. And now just rest once more in passivity, and I'm feeling just all this energy radiating from in all directions from me. So as the blended being that we are, as the individual human that you are, just let this energy radiate out. The cat's feeling it. Just relax, let this beautiful energy radiate out. Oh, that feels so good. I almost feel like a porcupine with all these needles of energy radiating off me. Yeah, it feels really sweet. Just a moment longer. And they're saying it's all you. Bottom line, you're just blessing yourself. And just take a moment to enjoy this new bliss state that popped in. And know that if you choose to maintain embodied awakening with whatever tool works best for you, this kind of beautiful experience can become your new normal. And when you first wake up every morning, you'll be in the kind of sweet altered state that you would have had to work really hard for in prior times. That'll just be your normal now. Okay, so now we're back in our bodies, but feel how different it is now. There's a sense of the body much more as energy than flesh. It still functions. You're still going to do what you need to do, but take a minute and really notice how different the body feels now. So nice. Okay. I think we're ready for feedback now.
Jeannie put a bunch of thumbs up and says, thank you, kind of paralyzed at the moment, or I would say more.
I get it. Makisla, if you have any feedback, I'd sure love to hear your thoughts as well.
I believe it was in December or late December while I was in the hospital, a friend came to visit me and led me into a guided meditation to a place where I just visited on our call that I have not been back to since that time. And it's a red planet, and everything on the planet is red. It's like terracotta red. And I mean, everything, the stones, the dirt, the air, the clothes that everyone was wearing, it was all terracotta.
So the population is well red.
It is, yes.
Good.
Anyway, I met an ascended master there when I was there the first time. This is Yaman. And so it was beautiful to touch into that space again. And this is an interplanetary space. Wow, very amazing. I don't know, I want to say it's a red star that the planet is. It's like a red star or something. But anyway, so that's where I was.
Cool. Yes, you were ready.
I was ready for sure. Yes, indeed.
So we're open for other feedback. So if you'd like to type in the chat window or unmute yourself and speak. If you're on video, you can even open your camera up if you want. Whatever you're up to. If you're too stoned, we understand. We're used to
Still stoned too, so.
Yeah, we're used to functioning in these days. We realize not everyone is as functional as we are.
Well, I'm not very functional at the moment, except when I'm still.
Well, you're able to talk.
I am, just barely. I feel like I'm fluttering my feet. Like I'm a little inebriated. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone has anything else to say.
Maybe not. I remember one time I was at a party and they gave me this wonderful cheese that was brie.
I love brie.
Yeah, I was sitting here with my legs crossed and I put that cheese right on my knee. And knee brie ate it. I had a drink to follow it up. Freshly minted pun for you guys. There you go.
OMG.
So, looks like no one's going to follow that. Oh, wait a minute. Ha, 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 types Jeannie. Oh, someone else typed. It was, who's this?
Within our nature.
Felt sore behind my heart, yet now it's all well.
Yay. Good processing. Any other feedback before we close the Mesa? I guess. Got a lot of folks here, but not a lot of... proactiveness. That's perfectly fine.
Not a lot of chattiness.
And it's okay.
You can always send Benjamin an email if there's something you'd like to say later.
Yeah, you just reply to these notification emails you get, and that's a great way. Oh,
wonderful session.
Yeah, Eva said that.
Thank
good.
You, Eva.
Thank you all.
I recognize your name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, here's Beverly. Very relaxing, went far away. Thank you for this experience. Nice. Thank you. Yeah, people tend to have a good time on these calls. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, you serve in this way, you get served. It's mm-hmm. so beautiful. The universe gives back so
immense
abundantly.
Love and gratitude from within our nature.
Yeah, thank you, within our nature.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, I don't remember that name. So mm-hmm. if it's your first time, welcome. Mm-hmm. All right, they're saying let's wrap it up.
Let's get this party.
Stop it. Okay. So let's. Shall we? After you swig, we'll call the directions and wrap it up. Alrighty, so we're just about done. We're going to take a moment to close the mesa and wrap it up properly. We like that tone.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kwi.
So good. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful experience. So grateful to you. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone hearing my voice, please remain with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Gisela and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? After the count of three, we'll clap to seal this work. Clap with us if you wish. One, two, three. So if you are on this call as a guest, not yet a member of Awakening Plus, know that the live calls, many of them are free. However, the archive of over 250 past events, each carrying the full power of the live event, is in the archive for members only. Our members also get, you know, interact with other members. They get accountability partners if they like. There's all sorts of juicy benefits there. So check that out at awakeningplus.com if you're interested. Very reasonable monthly membership fee. And if you want to work with me, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, all that's at astroshaman.com. Thank you so much for being here. Any last words you want before we wrap up? Thanks for showing up, guys. Great turnout, great energy. You all did awesome. And until next time, many blessings to you all. Good night. Namaste. Mm-hmm.